Greetings, salutations, welcome to the West Texas Catholic, the podcast, episode 10, presented by CAP and empowered by the Diocese of Amarillo. My name is Chris Albrecht. I'm Director of Communications for the Diocese of Amarillo. I edit the West Texas Catholic, the newspaper, and I do a little radio show sometimes called the West Texas Catholic, the audio version. This is our 10th podcast. We are in double digits now, and our guests this week are talking Catholic education. Kim Lackey, the principal at St. Mary's Cathedral School here in Amarillo, and also here in Amarillo, the principal of Holy Cross Catholic Academy, Craig Logan. We'll get to them in just a couple of minutes. But first, if you'll assume an attitude of prayer, let us pray for religious liberty, something we should always look to strengthen in our church, our world, and in our society. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Almighty God, Father of all nations, for freedom you have set us free in Christ Jesus. We praise and bless you for the gift of religious liberty, the foundation of human rights, justice, and the common good. Grant to our leaders the wisdom to protect and promote our liberties. By your grace, may we have the courage to defend them for ourselves and for all those who live in this blessed land. We ask this through the intercession of Mary Immaculate, our patroness, and in the name of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, with whom you live and reign, one God, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. My dime's worth of opinions, not necessarily those of the Diocese of Amarillo, the Office of Communications, or the West Texas Catholic. Continue to pray for favorable weather for our farmers and ranchers. Getting some rains here and there, we're moving slowly out of La Nina into a neutral weather pattern, and hopefully into an El Nino, which means we'll get even more rains in this part of the world. So continue to pray for our farmers and ranchers as they continue to grow the crops that continue to feed, shelter, not just us here in the Texas Panhandle or in the great state of Texas, but the entire United States and world. Keep in prayer those in need of prayer, the poor, the homeless, the unemployed, the sick, the dying, the lonely, the oppressed, the hungry, the thirsty, the discerning, the broken, the uncertain, the discerning, the confused. Keep all those folks in your prayers and pray for an increase of vocations to the priesthood and religious life. Go to our website, amarillovocations.org, your one-stop shop for everything about vocations in our diocese. And please pray for Deacon Mauricio Valadez, Richard Escalante, and Benjamin Seago. And also, please pray for the 8 men and their families who are discerning that call to the permanent diaconate, that by the grace of God, they will be ordained to the diaconate sometime before the end of this calendar year. To our healthcare workers and first responders, thank you. Your efforts are appreciated. Keep up with all the diocesan news, amarillodiocese.org, and it's back. The West Texas Catholic website is back, westtexascatholic.org. Bookmark both of those sites. Keep up with everything there. Make sure you like us on Facebook. We do post every now and then, sometimes more often than not. There's a lot of posts up there waiting for you. The next issue of the West Texas Catholic, the newspaper, will be dated Sunday, May 18th. The digital version goes out as a flock note Monday, May 12th. This is the graduation issue. And we have over 470 seniors that we have photos of that we'll introduce you to in that graduation issue, plus some of the Pastoral Center staff here offering their nuggets of wisdom to the class of 2025 as well. You'll find all that in the Sunday, May 18th issue. And a reminder, we are on the summer schedule of the West Texas Catholic, the newspaper, which means we're monthly, June, July, and August. Next issue dated Father's Day, Sunday, June 15th. That means the advertising deadline is Monday, June 2nd at 5 o'clock, and your story photo ideas are due by noon on Thursday, June 5th. That also includes the Golden Jubilee Tribute. If you're celebrating your 50th wedding anniversary between April 1st and June 30th, and you were married in that year of 1975, we'd love to have a picture of you and some information so we can pay tribute to you in that particular issue. And a reminder, the podcast can be found at amarillodiocese.org/podcast. Our email address, if you've got comments, suggestions, questions, maybe you'd like to help underwrite this endeavor, we'd love to hear from you. stcapn@dioama.org. Our guest this week on the West Texas Catholic, the podcast, episode 10, presented by CAPN, powered by the Diocese of Amarillo, are two principals of great Catholic schools in Amarillo. We have three great Catholic schools, but we have two of the principals here. Angie Seidenberg has already been here, So we had to bring in the other two. Kim Lackey, to my left, is the principal at St. Mary's Cathedral School here in Amarillo. And to her left is Craig Logan, principal at Holy Cross Catholic Academy, both schools again in Amarillo. Folks, thank you so much for both of you being here. We really appreciate it. Going to start with the ladies first on this one. Both of you are former products of public school education, but in some ways, Catholic school kind of reinvigorated both of you. And now I guess you two can't retire anytime soon. We just want you to, stay here long as you can. Kim, tell us your story first. In fact, you're relatively new to the Catholic faith.
Yes, sir.
And you came to St. Mary's Cathedral School last school year and wound up being interim principal to end the school year and then became principal earlier this school year, right?
Correct.
Tell us about your public school journey.
Well, I was in public school for over 36 years. And as a teacher, coach, and administrator, and then I chose to retire. It wasn't quite through, so I became the PE teacher for funds. Then Father Tony was like, hey, I need a principal. What are you interested? Just as interim. And we're going into accreditation this year. So halfway through that, he was like, are you sure you're through? He goes, why don't you just apply? And it's every day you get to be there with the kids and the love, and you get to experience great education and religion, and they're just beautiful. And you get to do that with the kids in and out, and I'm stuck. I love it. I love it. And we have a great team with Holy Cross and St. Joseph's, and I'm in. All in.
All in.
Yes.
See, if we'd bought poker chips now, she'd be playing that bet, so.
Oh, yeah, I'm all in. My family's all in.
Craig, you came into Catholic schools almost the same way. You retired from public schools.
Correct.
And wound up at Holy Cross, but you had an interesting story that you shared on the radio before about your public school education. And it starts with the fact that you did not exactly leave high school with a diploma. Elaborate, please, if you will.
That's correct. Actually, I was the bored kid in school, and I was the one that if the teachers didn't excite me, I created the excitement. And so it led me down a dark path, and I ended up dropping out of high school in 1978, halfway through my senior year, and got my GED and worked in the restaurant business, was a restaurant manager, got my degree in auto mechanics, associate's degree in auto mechanics, and then ended up going to marry a teacher and decided, hey, maybe that's something that I could do and help some kids avoid doing what I did. Mm-hmm. So I went and got my bachelor's in science education, taught chemistry and physical science and biology for 8 years, I believe, and then I went into administration, got my master's in administration in 96, and I was at Emerald High for quite a while. I was assistant principal at Emerald High, then went to North Heights, then went to Crockett, was at Crockett for 14 years, and then went back to North Heights. God called me back to North Heights for the last 3 years of my public education and helped some kids that were kind of like I was, and then in 2019, I retired from education, retired from public education. But another piece to that story is being a high school dropout. One thing I never had was my high school diploma.
Hmm.
And so a year and a half before I retired, I thought, hey, what would it take to get my high school diploma? So I worked with Tracy Mormon in AISD, and I took a bunch of credit by exams through Texas Tech, and including PE. So I had to go bowling, and I had to play tennis, and I had to get all these things. So yes, I had to do a PE class. I was, 59 years old and getting my high school diploma, which I didn't really need. But anyway, I completed my high school diploma, and I walked the stage with the class of Emerald High's 2019 class.
Did the class know that you were walking with them before?
They did. Actually, at their graduation rehearsal, they let me speak to the class. So I gave a speech to the class after their graduation rehearsal to let them know that I was going to be there. So I walked with that class, and I retired 3 days later.
And then 3 days after that, you're in Catholic education.
Yes, not long after that. I mean, I was going to go sell cars. I literally had a job selling cars and going into that summer of my retirement. That was my plan. And because I told my wife, I said, I'm going to go make some money and then I'll fully retire. And then my mother-in-law, Norma Fix, saw the bulletin at St. Thomas, where we go to church, that Holy Cross was looking for an associate head of school. And I thought, that's in my wheelhouse. I'll test it out. And I went and talked to Angie Seidenberger, who was the principal or the head of school at the time. And it's history from there. And since I got to Holy Cross, the Holy Spirit is just, it's amazing the things that I've seen and the spiritualness I've seen in people God provides. And I mean, we have things where we'll need a teacher. We have things where we'll need money, and I'll reach out to the community and God's there. And that's one of the things amazing about Catholic education being different. Yes, they're still kids. Kids are kids. And Kim can tell you that. Kids are kids, whether they're in public education or not. But the spiritualness that I've seen in Catholic education has been amazing. And it's very enlightening to me. And I've been rejuvenated. So this is my third year as the head principal. We changed the name from head of school back to principal last year, I think.
I think it was this school year.
This school year was the first official year. So it's an amazing thing. I mean, yes, I've had a strange road, but every pebble in that road has helped mold who I am and helped me help those kids, because I see myself sitting across from my desk often. That's what's amazing to me.
I don't know if that's a great visual or a visual, but we'll leave it at that.
It's easy to help someone that you've seen that same road. And I'm not saying that they were, you know, I wasn't a terrible kid, but I was the kid that if you didn't interest me, I created the interest. And it was not always the best for some of my teachers when I was a student, but it helped me as a teacher and it's helped me as an administrator for sure.
And some of those teachers would be absolutely aghast if they knew what you were doing now.
Yes, actually, my favorite teacher of all time, her name's Janice Harsh, taught at Emerald High. She's been retired for quite a ways. And I was her appraiser one time when I was an administrator at Emerald High. So it kind of came full circle. But I'll mention her all the time. She saw me as a person. And that's one of the things that I always remember as an educator. To see those kids is, they're humans and they have feelings and you know, if we don't care about them, then there's no need to try to teach them anything. So, you know, caring about the kids, and she saw me. So even though it didn't necessarily keep me from dropping out of school because I was done. I mean, I had my mind made up, but anyway, good teachers they're hard to find, and they're really hard to find in Catholic education. And I have a teacher now that I told her, I said, you will be paid in the afterlife. And she's been with us for 2 years now, and I think she's going to continue to stay. So that's
– I hope and pray that she does.
We like to poach public education, so if you want to retire, come see us.
Kim Lackey from St. Mary's Cathedral School here in Amarillo. Craig Logan from Holy Cross Catholic Academy here in Amarillo. They're our guest on the first double-digit edition of the West Texas Catholic, the podcast. It's episode 10 for that reason. I'll share again with you, Kim. When you get up in the morning, what jazzes you about getting to school? I know that it's rejuvenated both of you, but what's the one thing that just jazzes you up each day about, I get to go be with kids and share Jesus with these kids and hopefully lead them to Craig's place when they finish fifth grade?
You know, I will tell you, first of all, just to see these kids, they have taught me so much as far as the love that they have for each other. And then we've started something this year, it's called Faith Families. And so we have a leader in the fifth grade, and they each have a group. So we have a kid that's in fifth, fourth, second, third, and they're all in class, and they all help each other. They all know each other. They all love each other. They grow together. They work all together, and they grow spiritually, academically. I can walk the halls. They're all together, and every day they tell me a different story. It's just amazing to see academics, religion. It's just so amazing.
It keeps you busy.
Yes, but it's just the energy and the love for each other and for academics and learning is just amazing. And there's teachers that love each other, the teamwork and the community, parents coming in, wanting to be a part, and it's just positive energy all the time.
Same question, Craig. What jazzes you each morning as you make the drive up to 4110 South Bonham and start another school day and to teach these kids about Jesus and about being good citizens?
Well, the highlight of my day is we, Mr. Christian and I, he's the associate principal. We greet every student every day, and that's the highlight of my day is I shake every student's hand every day. It kind of leads you to decide, figure out, you know, what's going on in their lives. I mean, you can tell if something's not right with a kid, and when you look them in the eye and shake their hand every day, you kind of get a pulse. But it's good for someone to hear their name every day. It's good for someone to see a smile and have a positive touch from someone every day. And that's just how I start my day. And I look forward to that every day. And then I go into we all meet in our event center. And when I go in there, we say the pledges. I'll speak to them for a minute or two. Like yesterday, we said a rosary and had some prayers for Pope Francis, the passing of Pope Francis. But we communicate first thing in the morning with the whole student body, and we'll end with a prayer, and we'll say, you know, maybe a special prayer, or we'll do a Hail Mary or an Our Father or a Glory Be, and that's how we start every day, all of us together every day, and it's that's what I look forward to. After that, it's school is school like normal, and I mean we're walking the halls and seeing what's going on in the classrooms, and then we pray before lunch, and it's just the Catholic environment is what the spiritual environment is what invigorates me and brings me there. And I've said this before, you've heard me say this before, that all my years, my 30 years in public education, I prayed for my kids. Mm-hmm. Now I pray with them. And that's the biggest difference that I feel. So, you know, those are things that get me up every morning and put a smile on my face.
We are about 2 weeks away from summer beginning, which I know both of you are kind of looking forward to, but it won't be long before August 12th rolls around and you're back at it again and going forward there. We're getting ready for the next school year. So, Kim, I'll start with you again. Why should parents who maybe have their kids in public schools or those parents that haven't gotten their kids in school yet, why should they consider a Catholic education for their kids at St. Mary's Cathedral School?
You know, I think the one thing that we can offer that's so unique is that we do get to have that religion every day that we get to have with them. We also offer small classes. We get to have that uniqueness of just our curriculum is just the strength of our curriculum, our teachers. We don't test, which is the beautiful thing of that. Mm-hmm. That's just unique in that the pressure's not there. It's just amazing every day.
You do offer tours for those prospective
students?
Absolutely.
We have tours. And I mean, once you're in our building, you will see the love and all the things that's going on and just the compassion of our teachers of how they take those kids in and how we take them to the next level. We do have some amazing things. We compete in Battle of the Books. We're strong in that. And we compete with other schools throughout the Texas Panhandle. And so the things that we do, we have STEM. And so the things, and we have GT stuff that we take them to the next level. So that's pretty amazing what we do with those kids.
St. Mary's Cathedral School, 1200 South Washington, right next door to St. Mary's Cathedral, 806-376-9112, the phone number. Please make a call for the young ones. Now, let's talk about the older kids here, the bigger kids. What would you say to those parents of those maybe fifth, sixth grade high school students that are they're thinking, my kid's not getting an education. They're not learning anything. They're not getting anything out of this. Why should they consider a Catholic education at Holy Cross Catholic Academy?
I think especially coming 6 through 12, and I'd like if I sit down with a parent, I want to be able to tell them as your child is going to be a 6th grader what they might look like as a 12th grader and whether that's meeting their academic needs or their athletic needs. And I do understand that we can't meet every athletic need. I get that. But it's one of those things, and we offer basketball, we offer football, we offer track, we offer volleyball, We have tennis. We have golf. Our tennis and golf is blown up in the last couple of years. Our middle school tennis is playing as we speak at the Tascosa Tennis Center. And I think I just got notification that a couple of them have won something. So it's very amazing some of the things that we've been able to do for our kids. And that's extracurricular. And I know a lot of the people that are making decisions coming into, especially from middle school to high school, they make that decision as to what they're going to do through high school. And that we have to compete with what goes on in the public schools. I get that, but we're trying, and growth is great. And as we grow, we're trying to meet the needs of more students, more and more students. And I think as we do that, we're bringing on more staff. We're adding a new math teacher next year that we did not have before. Last year, we added a teacher to provide special services for special programs. Those are things that we're trying to add to meet the needs of all the students. So we can't meet every need, but the spiritual need is something that they're not going to get in public school. Like yesterday, we had a conversation about Pope Francis and what he did and what the process might look like. And you're not going to get those things in public school. You're not going to have those conversations with those kids. And I mean, we can actually have one-on-one conversations with them about Catholicism and spiritualness. And in the last year, 2 years, it's with the help of St. Thomas and Father John, and the Knights of Columbus, we've added a chapel. We have a chapel, and our chapel now has the Blessed Sacrament. So Jesus Christ is present on our campus. And so we adore, and we can have that adoration, and we can have that quiet time with the body of Christ. And it's something that you cannot get in public school. So if you want your children to grow emotionally, spiritually, we can do that. The things we can do and are doing, in my opinion, overshadow anything that we can't do. So
the things you folks do out there are outstanding. Please keep that up.
Thank you, Chris.
And I know you offer tours to parents.
We do, and I try to give them myself if I'm available.
806-355-9637, Holy Cross Catholic Academy, 4110 South Bonham, just north of St. Joseph's School. And they're basically south of there is St. Joseph's Church. So if you see St. Joseph's Church, you're in the right neighborhood.
Keep going.
Okay? Keep going. Kim Lackey from St. Mary's Cathedral School, Craig Logan from Holy Cross Catholic Academy here in Amarillo, our guest on the West Texas Catholic, the podcast. Please consider Catholic education for your kids. It will be the best investment you will ever make in your kids, and you will not regret it. Last word in the conversation is yours, ladies first. Anything else you want to add?
I just think that if you come and take a tour, come and see us, see what we're all about. We're forming families for eternity. Most importantly, I mean, you can't say much more than that, right?
No, you really can't.
It's just an amazing place. It's made my heart. It's built our family. It's just an amazing place. It's just beautiful.
Craig, last word.
I'd say if you're even remotely thinking about it, come talk to us and give me a shout. I will talk to you personally and be glad to kind of let you know what's going on. And a few years ago, I was at a retreat or at service, and they had students coming from a retreat, and I counted them, 140 middle school, high school students, and two of them were Holy Cross kids. So I think if you're interested, we have a lot of things to offer. So come talk to us and give me a call. I'll be glad to speak to you personally if anyone's interested. And Kim and I have known each other for many, many years. And our kids ran Kids Inc. track together, so once upon a time. So come see us. Please talk to us. And it doesn't cost you anything, I promise. I'll even give you some water. So please come talk to us if you're interested, and give us a shot. And I think we can grow your students spiritually as well as academically.
Don't let tuition be the factor in any of that. Everything can be worked out.
I agree.
And by the way, for those of you that don't have children in our Catholic schools right now, or maybe you're a product of Catholic education, we do encourage you to make a financial gift to our Catholic schools, and you can do that online at amarillodiocese.org/education, amarillodiocese.org/education. Let's get you a couple of news items to wrap up the West Texas Catholic, the podcast, episode 10, brought to you by Cap'n, powered by the Diocese of Amarillo. Volunteers still needed at BSA Hospital as communion ministers. This commitment really doesn't require a lot of time. Training is provided. Need to know more? Elma Fletcher has the details, 806-206-4496. The 42nd Annual Jerry Harpole Memorial Scholarship Golf Tournament takes place Saturday, May 17th on the Wild Horse Course at the Ross Rogers Golf Complex, 722 Northeast 24th Avenue. Tee-off is at 7 a.m. Entry fee for the four-man scramble, $125 per golfer. The tournament includes a golfer's dinner the evening before, May 16th, and an awards dinner following the completion of play. Need to know more? If you'd like to get signed up, Sean Sade has all the details, 806-316-6727. Couples in the Diocese of Amarillo planning to get married in the next 3 to 6 months, you know you have to attend an NFP course, but you also need to take part in an Engaged Encounter weekend. The next one is Saturday, May 17th, Sunday, May 18th at the Bishop DeFalco Retreat Center at 2100 North Spring. Need to know more? Adrian Johnson has all the details, 806-410-3839. Knights of Columbus Council, 1450 at St. Mary's Cathedral, with a pancake breakfast Sunday morning, May 18th, in the Monsignor Francis A. Smyer Activity Center at 1200 South Washington. Cost of the breakfast is a love offering, so go to Mass and take care of your tummies after that. All proceeds will be supporting charitable donations and projects that are sponsored by Council 1450. The annual brisket dinner at St. Martin de Porres Church coming up on Sunday, May 18th, 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. That's in the parish hall at the corner of North 16th and Adams. $15 for adults, $5 for kids 12 and under. You can get your advance tickets now from any St. Martin de Porres Parish Council member. They do take Visa, MasterCard, and debit cards, as well as cash and checks. It's dine-in or carry-out for the meal. Now, there's also going to be a drawing for three cash prizes. First prize, $300. Second prize, $200. Third prize, $100. Tickets for that drawing, $5 a piece, and you can purchase those during the dinner. If you need to know more, get in touch with Robin Woolsey. He has all the answers. Usually he does. 806-672-7211. A couple of other quick reminders real fast. Diocesan Museum and Archives inviting you to an evening of relics Thursday, May 22nd, 6 to 8. St. Lucian's Chapel, that's next to the Capuchin Monastery at 4201 Northeast 18th Avenue. The evening will give everyone an opportunity to see a number of relics on display housed at the Diocesan Museum and Archives inside the Pastoral Center here at 4512 Northeast 24th Avenue. Need to know more? Susan Garner has details, 806-414-1076. And finally, because we have to give the Knights of Columbus some love, and they deserve it, Knights of Columbus Council 7840 at St. Anne's Church with its second annual pickleball tournament Saturday, May 31st at the Amarillo National Tennis Center at 5000 Bell Street here in Amarillo. Need the details? Get in touch with David Rohrbach, 806-676-9077. That's 806-676-9077. And we do remind you, if you have comments, suggestions, maybe you'd like to help underwrite the cost of Cap'n, or maybe you're interested in advertising, we'd love to talk to you. Give us a ring on our email. Give us a ring on our email. That's a new way of putting it. STCAPN at DIOAMA.org. STCAPN at DIOAMA.org. That brings another edition of the West Texas Catholic, the podcast, brought to you by Cap'n, powered by the Diocese of Amarillo, to the finish line. Have yourself a fantastic week. Remember, abortion is not and never will be health care. Viva Cristo Rey.